The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, I'm fresh back from Pearl Friars Topiary Garden in Bishopville, South Carolina, and it was not a disappointment.
We posted some pictures up of these manicured horticultural artistic plants.
That's a pretty cool
shrubs,
place.
Shrubs, if you will.
Pretty cool place, open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4 in Bishopville, which is just below Camden, about an hour and 15, 20 minutes out of Charlotte, and well worth the drive. Now, I did not meet Pearl Fryer while I was there, but I did meet his helper. And his helper said that he'd been there for 14 years, and I asked him, I said, what is the most important thing to know about this garden? And his one-word answer was patience. He said, most of the things you see took at least 7 years.
Oh, wow. It's like being
It's like raising children. You just coerce them in the right direction and hope for the best. But it's amazing the patience and the foresight that they have and the beauty of that garden. And it's interesting to talk to other people looking at it. And my two granddaughters were especially enthralled with one particular piece called the Huddle. And what it was a huge shrub with a little entrance to it and a little exit to it, and they could literally go inside it, and it was just like a little room. But just great for kids, because kids love things like that, that's for sure. But it's just a beautiful place, and I have to say my favorite piece was the actual entrance to it. It's two big arches, and it just turns into filigree. And it's just absolutely amazing, and it is continuing to be developed as well. So being coerced some more to become even more elaborate.
Well, I'm going to get to that. First off, welcome everybody to the Carolina Outdoors. The voice right there that you hear in the intro, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. Each week we come in and break down four different segments for your listening outdoor ears and pleasure. We're available via podcast. You can listen to us wherever podcasts are heard, as well as early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. Last week, Don, we got to talk to you via telephone because you were down there in the topiary garden. As you heard me talk to you about that, I used other gardens as reference in my limited view of gardens, especially topiary gardens. I mentioned Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens. I don't even know if that counts as a topiary, but it's a local garden over in Belmont along the shorelines of Lake Wiley. It's a well-regarded and reputable and famous garden here in our area. I mentioned going down to Brook Green Gardens, which is a place we've been to down in the south of Murrells Inlet, South Carolina, along the coast there, the family down there who started and maintained that garden until now. It is continues outside of the family being maintained down there. How does this garden compare, even from just a showing up? Is this is this someone's house, or is it a museum? Or
no, it truly is Pearl Fryer's house. And if you can imagine a good big city lot, maybe 3/4 of an acre or something like that, and he basically has 2 to 3 lots there. So he's got 2 or 3 acres of topiary gardens that he is single-handedly, until he got his helper about 14 years ago, single-handedly envisioned and formed along the way. The story goes that he bought this land, and it was a cornfield. He built his house in it, and then he had foundation plantings put in front of the house, and he found them to be rather boring. So he went to a nursery and got a 3-minute coaching session on how to do topiary, and as they say, the rest is history. But it's just amazing to see what he's done. Now, this is not something you're going to spend a whole day at like you would Bell and Grath Gardens or somewhere like that down in Mobile. This is a place that you're going to spend an hour or two at. You're going to walk around it a couple of times because there is so much to see in such a small area that the second time around you'll see a lot more detail and things. You'll realize that what seems to be randomly shaped shrubs absolutely spells out the word love and different things like that. And you know, it's just one of those things, the more you're there, the more you see. So, you know, it's an hour and a half, 2 hour kind of visit. There's good parking directly across the street. It is truly just a residential neighborhood. And the interesting things is it evidently, topiary is kind of like measles. It's contagious because the next two houses down the street have joined in the fun as well and planted a lot of boxwoods and trimmed them. And by the way, if you'd like to, Bill, the house right next door is for sale, so you could be Pearl Fryer's neighbor.
I would be part of that homeowners association that would be frowned upon, I'm sure.
I said that living there would probably be like moving into McCaddenville. You're going to have to participate. But it's really a beautiful place, and it's a very casual place. You just literally park across the street and help yourself to the enjoyment. From 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday, he is closed on Sunday.
You got it. We're talking about the Pearl Fryer Topiary Garden. The location is Bishopville, South Carolina. It's been in existence since the early 1980s. Pearl Fryer has been gained fame not just through his gardening and topiary techniques, but through documentaries and movies. A Man Named Pearl is a documentary made about him, and it's part of what drove you to Bishopville with your grandchildren to see this beautiful garden. So it's something that Carolinians can go see, and you can go to the website pearlfryer.com for more information. And Fryer is F-R-Y-A-R.
Easy to find. As you get off of Highway 26 at the Bishopville exit, the first thing you're going to see is the Waffle House with topiary in front of it, where Pearl is rumored to have breakfast almost every day. On up the street, you're going to see a couple of random topiaries. You're going to see a sign or two that even have topiary around them, and a clearly marked left turn into the road that he lives on, and you won't have to guess which house is his. It's the one with all the intricate topiaries, and some of them as much as 40, 50 feet tall. So, I mean, it's just well worth going down there. Now, a little plug for Bishopville. They also have a cotton museum there, which the next time I'll allow time to visit that as well.
Man, you had me at Waffle House.
There you go.
Waffle
Scattered,
House.
Covered, smothered, and chunked.
We're all working on our sponsorships here at the Carolina Outdoor Program. So if any of the Waffle House management is listening,
send
specifically
money.
In Bishopville, South Carolina, there was your checkmate.
Send also, waffles.
We're going to talk to the gang over at Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors as well to learn from Wes Lawson, who's been joining us the past few weeks. He's going to talk about boot fitting, footwear fitting, proper footwear, and how to get outdoors and enjoy it on foot. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Stay tuned for more after this.